from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey's shortage of nurses is expected to continue, and the Garden State will need 25,000 more nurses in 12 years to meet demand, according to a federal report. The report from the Federal Health Resources and Service Administration projects a nursing shortage nationwide of nearly 338,000 by the year 2036. The report also states New Jersey will see the fourth largest shortage, 25% or more than 24,000 among all states. As New Jersey gets set to hold its first of two black bear hunts this year, a bill making its way through the legislature would crack down on the unintentional feeding of black bears in the northwest corner of the state. Under the measure, people can be fined up to $1,000 for repeated offenses for those that don't control their garbage or bring their bird feeders in overnight.
So the purpose of the bill is not to be punitive. We don't want a lot of people to be fined. We want people to control the garbage so that we reduce human-bear conflict.
That's Doris Lynn, the Animal Protection League of New Jersey's legal director. The law would not apply during the winter when bears are hibernating. Both former President Trump and Vice President Harris are speaking today on the one-year anniversary of the Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel. Harris speaking in Washington, D.C. Trump is set to speak at a remembrance event taking place at his golf course in Florida. President Biden is marking the anniversary with an event at the White House. The first and only veterinary school in New Jersey is getting ready to welcome its inaugural class in the fall of 2025. Applications will soon open for the Schreiber School of Veterinary Medicine at Rowan University. The dean, Dr. Matthew Edson, has some advice for first-time applicants to this very difficult four-year medical program.
I think it's really important to be able to present yourself as a holistic candidate, and we look at the entire applicant here, not just grades.
He says Rowan will be only the 35th veterinary school in the country. Only 70 students will be accepted to the inaugural class, including 35 New Jersey residents. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Outdoor activities should go off without a hitch this week. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. From here on out, the new work week will be dry. Our next chance of rain, at least a week away. We're also going to trend cooler eventually, but today stays on the mild side with highs 70 to 75 degrees, sunny and a bit breezy through this afternoon. Another nice day. Mainly clear and cool tonight. Low temperatures around 50. That means there'll be plenty of spots around inland New Jersey in the 40s tomorrow morning. It's going to be cooler overall tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Highs upper 60s to around 70. Wednesday will be sunny and dry. Highs holding steady in the upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Bye. Thank you, Dan. Right now in Manahawkin, 72. Cherry Hill, 75. Princeton, 74.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.